This is MSO, newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School. Andy, welcome, and summer is here.
Summer is here. Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long year, but it's been a great year. So we're excited. We're ready now to sort of regroup and digest and get ready for next year.
Well, I know when the fall athletes splash out onto the field beside the high school come fall, there'll be some improvements. So maybe just give our listeners a little update on that, on the improvements to say, Dr. Deering Stadium and the other facilities.
There's been a lot going on, as you mentioned. If you drive by the school, it's a noticeable difference. There's a brand new turf field out there, brand new track. We painted it blue, keeping in with the school colors here. It's got a lot of character, and I think it's going to be a special place for these kids. We'll have an oversized football field for practice, new baseball field out there that we're going to grow grass on. It's just going to be a good multi-use surface for us to use throughout the year for all of our sports, and not just us, for the rec programs, for the townspeople. You know, it's going to be open for them as well. So it's going to get a lot of use, which it has over the years, but now we're going to have turf, so it'll maintain itself a little bit better.
And I know that, you know, with the soccer in the fall, both, you know, playing under the lights and all of that piece, it should be, like you said, a lot of spectators, I think, will be able to take advantage of it as well.
Yeah, that's the beauty of what we can do here with the lights is you can play the games a little bit later so parents can get out of work and get here on time and see their kids play, which is really important. So this time goes by really fast for everyone, parents included, as well as the students. So anytime we can get them under the lights, the kids are excited about it. They like it. And it gives the parents a chance to be a part of it as well. So we're really excited about that.
Well, Andy, let's talk about some of the successes at Danvers High Athletics during the past year. Maybe let's just start with the spring, and I guess most notably kind of the heartbreaking loss the baseball team suffered in that state championship game, 1-0 in one extra inning, but a tough one to lose in the state championship game, and also meaning it's a second straight year they lost in that game.
It certainly was a tough one, but could there have been a better game for a championship game between two great teams, great coaches with a lot of success? And you look at all the wins. You know, I have a little different perspective being on this side of it now, and I appreciate how hard it is to get to that game and get that far, especially 2 years in a row. And I don't know that these kids feel that, and I know they don't feel that, so it's a little bit of disappointment for them. But I'm so proud of what they did. And, you know, they went in there day in and day out, didn't say a word, didn't complain, were coachable. And they grounded out. They were just grinders all year, and they played hard. And I'm very proud of how they came back in a lot of these games against bigger, tougher, even more skilled opponents. These guys came together and had a phenomenal year. And Coach Day and his staff did a wonderful job, as they've done for 30 years or so now.
Yeah. And the fact that they lost to Swampscott at the end, near the end of April, and that was the previous loss until the state championship game. So it's like a month and a half without a loss. And at this time in the state championship, you can always run up against an effective or a great pitcher. And that this kid was an outstanding athlete for Dighton Rehoboth.
He really was. He changed speeds like no one I'd seen this year. His curveball was filthy. You know, it was off speed, and it was tough to – he kept our guys off balance the whole day. And we have some really good hitters, and he made us look very uneasy up there at the plate. So, but kudos to him. Kudos to them. They played a great game. You know, I think there probably wasn't a hit on either side through maybe the fourth or fifth inning. We're taking out Dean Borders, who's our second starter. He hadn't given up a hit at that point. So, I mean, that's the type of game it was and the type of season that we had. It was really competitive. It was fun to watch. And for a guy like Dean, you know, he came out of nowhere this year, 9-0. That's great for the program. It's great for his confidence. And guys like Zach Dillon, he came up swinging a heavy stick all year, and he had a lot of RBIs, especially when it counted, to get them to that point. So there's a lot of young guys that are coming back that we're excited about, and our seniors did a phenomenal job, and we're going to miss them. They've meant a lot to this program. They had an unprecedented record getting to the North Finals 2 years in a row, winning that. They just had a lot of success, and I hope that's what carries them and the rest of their life. And when they look back at this, they're going to realize how good they had it and, you know, how unique an experience it is for them playing baseball here at Danvers.
Well, I know Danvers, you can walk away from that game saying, well, we never did score a run, you know, in that game. So, you know, that's what it is. But it was, even that last inning for DR there, it was a game of inches, you know, on a couple of plays. But when they loaded up the bases, the bunt to win and so on. So a frustrating thing. And you talk about, you know, you went to St. John's Prep, and that they ran into a similar situation where they lost, and they're in the Super 8. They lose to Braintree, to this pitcher. Then they, you know, win out. They win five straight games, get back to the championship game, face the same pitcher again, and have the same outcome. And You know, you just never, you know, it just, it's, it was kind of a mirror of what you guys, the two schools, were facing here in Danvers this spring.
It just goes to show you how hard it really is to win it all, to win a state title. I mean, the competition's out there, they're gunning for you, especially when you're a historically strong program like us and St. John's. You know, it's always a dog-eat-dog season, and you got to do the best you can, but that, it shows you how hard it is to really get to that point. And, you know, it's good competition, and the kids feel the losses, and they're devastated by that, but you, once you reflect on it, you think about the season, think about your relationships with your teammates there, these kids are going to realize the beauty in these seasons for them and what it was worth. And I think they'll, as long as you can take something from the loss and learn from it, you know, that's the name of the game.
No, absolutely. I don't know if there's anything else, Andy, you want to talk about in the springtime, and we can jump back to the winter as well, where the basketball team did very well as well.
A couple highlights from the spring. Our girls' tennis program, our new first-year coach, Amy Ladd, she's a teacher in the district here. She did a phenomenal job with these girls. They beat Beverly in the postseason and lost to number one seed, I think, Marblehead. And I'm just really proud of them. They came together, and you know, they've stepped up their competition level and their commitment noticeably, and it's been good to see. Track, we had a couple phenomenal track performances on the girls' side this year. Devin Walsh was a javelin state champ. She beat her own personal record week after week towards the end of the year, beat the school record, beat her aunt's record, I think, at Peabody High. And then she was a state champ with a huge throw. So she's a competitor. She was one of the first student athletes here that I noticed when I was here in the summer, my first summer here. She was here, just had ACL surgery. She's in here shooting hoops every day in the summer. Every morning she's here, which is, it's good to see. She has a fire in her. She's a competitive one, and you challenge her, she's gonna accept that challenge and come out on top. And Olivia Bryant, she's a first year track athlete, throwing the shot put, had a phenomenal year. She was a I think top 10 in the state, maybe top 6 in the state. Never threw before. She comes in here and had a phenomenal senior year, and she's going to go to Merrimack and throw, which is great. I mean, that's great stuff for our program, and very proud of those girls, and hopefully other people see that, you know, to get kids involved. You know, there's, even if you've never done a sport before, you never played a sport, there's a way to get involved and be a part of it and make something and can sort of create your path for the future.
Yeah, and track allows you to do that a little bit, for sure, with some individualism and, you know, being able to walk in and, you know, try to pick it up quicker than maybe some other sports. Andy, what about the winter time?
Yep, winter. We had another great season in the winter. Boys basketball didn't win a state title, but that's sort of been the expectation around here. But they had another strong year. They lost a lot of talent. And, you know, Coach Walsh is moving on. So we're very grateful for what he did for this program. And Coach Jay Giddings, we promoted him, and he's going to take over. And he's going to do a heck of a job with these boys. They respect him a great deal. And they're gonna play hard for them. So I'm excited to see what they can bring. And girls basketball, kind of the same thing. They played really well. They ran into a buzzsaw in the tournament playing Watertown, and they lost a tough one. But you know, these girls were together and they played for each other, which is nice. And that's what you want to see. The wins will come. It's just kind of committing to it and being there for your teammate. So those are two in the winter. And then the wrestling season, that, you know, they had another state champ wrestler in Colby Holland. So that's 2 years in a row we've had four total state champs, which is sort of unheard of. So former coach Mark DeSisto is an assistant principal here, moved on, got a principal job down in his hometown of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. He's moved on, but he's done a heck of a job building this thing from nothing 5 or 6 years ago into a pretty strong program here. And we're very happy to promote Tim Rich, his assistant for several years here. He's a young coach, young teacher in the district, but he's got good pedigree, comes from a good coaching family, and he's got the right mindset, and he's working, you know, with these kids, keeping them in shape in the off season. So really excited about it. We had a good winter. We had a good year all around. It started with football, with that run they had in the fall. You know, that was unprecedented for us here, winning the Northeast sectional title. Those kids are working hard as any group I've ever seen in the weight room in the off season, and they're coached really well. Our coaching staff has a good mindset with these kids and gets them to buy in, and that's the biggest thing at this level. And that's sort of spreading. These kids are multi-sport athletes, and it's spreading to other sports and other seasons, other coaches. They feed off that, and they communicate as coaches at that level, you know, what's working, what's not working. So that's sort of a good trendsetter for us in the fall, and if we can keep that up, I think we'll be in good shape.
You know, I can't, you know, baseball, you're almost expected to get to that state championship game or close to it because Roger's done such a great job in his 29 years here in Danvers. But I was struck this year, Andy, by what the football team was able to accomplish. And as they just kept picking off big wins as the season progressed, somewhat, I thought, unexpected. And then the basketball team lost so much from a year ago. And they, in my sense, they really overachieved. You know, they didn't, you know, they bowed out of the tournament here, to a Boston team. But yet, you know, I thought they had a fantastic, you know, they made so much out of what they had this year.
Yeah, both teams. I mean, the thing about both these programs is they believe at a different level than they had in the past. They understand what it takes to win. You know, they're being coached up really well, and it's that buy-in with the coach, you know, buying into what he's bringing with his experience, his credibility. And both these teams have figured that out, both these programs. And hopefully football can maintain that, and basketball's been doing it for several years now. That's the tricky thing, is getting kids to buy in. Once you get them to buy in, then the program's established, and at a certain level, you can sort of weather the ebbs and flows of the season and the years coming up. But once that program's there, it's established, the younger kids in town see that. They want to be a part of it. So both those teams, both those coaching staff do a great job with the buy-in and getting the kids to believe that they can win and be champions.
So, Andy, what I see you doing here as AD is, you know, putting together a one page with maybe five or six bullet points with all those highlights of what these two coaches done. Just pass it out to everybody, and you'll be all set.
It's all done. I just wrapped that up right now, so we got it in everyone's mailbox ready to go.
Get ready for – all ready for 2016-17. Well, I want to share – there's no new coaching news here, right? We just boys soccer. Let's just talk about that. That's the latest coaching hire.
Yep, Mike Chase was our former coach for many years here on the boys' side for boys soccer, and he moved on, got a job that he's been looking to get for a long time. So we're moving on with a new coach. Pavel Brixey is his name. He's from Poland. Younger guy. He's got a really good soccer mind, and I think he's going to relate well to these kids. He's coached at Salem State. He played at Salem State. He's from the area now. He lives here locally, and he's all about accountability with these kids. You know, he's going to play the best kid, the most dedicated kid, and if you don't do something, you're going to be held accountable for it. And that's what I liked about him in the interview. And I think he's very real. He's very approachable, and he'll pick up a very high performing program and maintain it and take it to that next level, I think. And that was a big thing for us, is this, our boys soccer program and our girls are both high performing soccer programs, and so having a coach come in, it's, you don't need a good coach. You need a great coach. You need someone who's really going to take these kids to the next level and motivate them, you know, because they are already good, but we want them to be great. So I think we're excited. I think the boys met him a few weeks ago, so he's been in communication with them. So now it's just a question of getting to know each other, getting a feel for what coach wants and is expecting for the fall, and come into camp in shape. That's the biggest thing.
He won't arrange any road trips to Poland for a couple of our home and away series or anything like that, will he?
We might. Just don't tell my principal about it yet, because I haven't got the details.
Andy, we've talked about the teams, the players here in Danvers. I want to just talk to you about you for just a moment, if we could. Went to St. John's Prep, went to Harvard as an undergrad, went on to Georgia, Boston College, got your MBA. You've got a really varied background. Maybe share a little bit of that with us, and then we'll pull out a couple things that, you know, what's influencing you on your job and why ending up here back home in Danvers, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, when I was in college, you know, I was thinking what I wanted to do, you know, with my life, what I wanted to do for a career. And the one thing I always went back to is my sports experience was phenomenal. And that's, I'm not talking success and wins and loss. I'm just talking the opportunities, the people I met, the coaches that influenced me. Those things were special to me. And it was at that point where I sort of figured out I wanted to get into sports. And, you know, right from college, I went to graduate school at the University of Georgia, got a master's in sports management, met some great people down there, and I got to work in the athletic department at Georgia, which is a high-performing, top-notch athletic department, and sort of got my career started. And I love it. It's a lot of hours, and, you know, it's a lot of weekend work, but it's fun. And it's, if I can help provide that opportunity for other kids, I mean, that's what motivates me, is giving these kids an opportunity equal to mine and better, you know, having the opportunity, putting coaches in front of them that can help shape these kids' decisions and their lives. You know, that's what gets me going and why I pursued what I did. And I worked at Boston College in the athletic department for almost 8 years, and it's in a couple of different capacities. And so I saw how it works at a high level. You know, a lot of different departments with media relations, marketing, fundraising, operations, how they all work together to make it work as a whole. And that's the big thing that I take away from, or take with me here, is I know the different areas and how they need to work together. And it can't be one department working just for its own benefit. It has to work within the overall scheme. And I think that's what we do well here at Danvers, is athletics is simply another component another branch to the school life. We're not separate. We don't operate separately. By nature, we're a little bit differently, but we try to work within the framework of the school and the district as much as possible. And I think that's the biggest reason that we're successful, I think, is that we're able to collaborate and work together with all the different factions. You know, we work extensively with the rec program in town here, facility-wise, and with clinics and camps, and we work with the band program, making sure that they have the time and space that they need. So it can't all be about athletics, and I think that's the one thing about this school and this district that makes it special and makes it work, is that we are all on the same page. And if we don't always get what we want, but we understand why, we understand that it's for the better of the group. So that's sort of where I'm coming from here. And, you know, in the middle there after BC, I worked at St. Joseph Prep as a business manager. So I sort of transitioned into the high school atmosphere. You know, I had a little bit different experience. I wasn't a coach. I wasn't a teacher necessarily in school. So I went the administration route and, you know, I took a chance. And, you know, fortunately, Danvers took a chance on me. And I'm very grateful for that. And there are other people out there probably applying for this job that would do a great job here. And, you know, I think my beliefs and what I brought, my experiences and what I brought to the job, I think aligned with the hiring committee. And I think it was the right time to sort of make that transition. And I think it's going well. I think it's a really good fit for me. It's great to be home. I mean, I went to St. John's, but I lived here, you know, my whole life. So it is coming home for me, and it's great. I mean, at the end of the day, kids are kids, and they're all trying to do the same thing. You know, we're trying to get a place for them to compete and learn those life lessons about teamwork and overcoming adversity and committing to something. And, you know, that's what it is, and I love it. And that's what keeps me going is you get a new crop of kids every year, a new freshman class coming in, and that keeps it fresh, and you got to get them up to speed and get them to see what we're all about and hope that we can build this and make this the best athletic department we can make it.
Yeah. Maybe one last question, but maybe a two-parter. You know, in our everyday lives, I think we take something from other people that we've encountered in our lifetime, either admired, respected, you know, learned from them. As a, you know, dealing with coaches, is there some coach or something that a coach has done that kind of that you kind of carry along with you? And then on the administrative side, something or other along there that that you can, a story that you can highlight that you kind of take along with you with your managerial kind of skills?
You know, the thing I always go back to in high school, I had a coach, Coach Barbady, who, you know, we were very competitive and he was very serious with us, but he made sure we had fun, regardless of what we were doing, winning, losing, long practice, rainy practice. It was all about having fun. And he took an interest in us outside of practice, outside of football. He always asked you what was going on in your life, you know, and kind of joke with you. And he always kept it light. And that's the biggest thing for me is having fun. And these kids, if you're not having fun, it's not worth doing, especially at this level. So there's other options. There's other things for you to do. So that's probably the biggest thing that I've taken with me in my career is, you know, make sure you're enjoying what you're doing. And that's why I do what I do, because I go to games, I work with kids and work with athletes in sports, and it's fun. You know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, isn't always fun, but you kind of, you don't let that rule the day. You know, you learn from it and fix it and move on. So that's the biggest thing, I think, taken away from one of my former coaches. And, you know, our staff here overall is, they know that. They kind of feel the same way, that this is high school sports. It's a fun time in your life. You know, it's an impressionable time in your life. And, you know, that's why they're here. They're here to help these kids grow. And that's what I look for in coaches. And I look for people who are going to go above and beyond and commit themselves to make these kids better people and better young adults and prepare them for the world. So that's a big thing that we try to do here with our coaches.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, Andy, great talking with you. Have a great summer and enjoy it. And we'll see you for sure in the fall of 2016.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. All thanks right. for having me.
All right. Andy St. Pierre, Athletic Director at Danvers High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.